Hey y'all, and welcome to the Sassy Southern Witch podcast. I'm Jade, your fierce and feisty Southern Belle and hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in to season 2. Don't forget to check out the Facebook group, Sassy Southern Witch, or you can email me at witchslounge@gmail.com. You can also help support the podcast by rating, reviewing, or sharing the podcast itself on your favorite app or on social media. You can even sign up to donate a couple of bucks through the link in the description of this episode. And now, let's get started. I can't wait to charm the dew right off your honeysuckle. Hey there, my witchy tribe. So this is slightly random, and I guess since most of you are longtime listeners, you know how weird I am, so I'm just going to tell you that I'm currently standing in the rain under an umbrella recording this, and I give no fucks because I have got something somewhat of an epiphany that I wanted to share with you guys. So I was laying on the couch scrolling through my social media, and I've been trying to get in the habit of veering away from the more political posts and trying to watch like happier videos and follow happier pages and all that good shit, you know. I don't know, but I'm just gonna pull it out of my ass whenever I say whatever you want to attract, you should kind of mirror that. And I'm trying to attract some good energies right now because I've been struggling. Anywho, I was watching a video, and it was of some news anchor that had cancer, and 24 hours from now she's going to be going through chemo, and she has 2 small children, and they were doing like a ride through brigade with the police and the fire trucks and all that good stuff, playing the sirens, and his friends came by and a little parade for his birthday. And I just started bawling my eyes out. And I'm not usually sporadically emotional like that. As a general rule, I have to be triggered by something more than some video. And one thing that I've been trying to do to kind of curb my anxiety a little bit is whenever I do get upset like that, especially on that level, I try to identify exactly what my feelings are at that moment. And one thing that I immediately identified was I was not necessarily crying because it was a sad video. It was actually kind of cheerful. I was crying because that is our new norm. That is how children are growing up. There are going to be kids that don't know what it's like to play freeze tag in the front yard because they have to wear masks and they can't touch people. And this realization has happened to me more than once today. There was another video that I was watching because I have not had shit to do today. And it was a lady, it was an older video, and pre-corona, obviously. The lady was blindfolded and just standing in the middle of somewhere that looked like probably New York or some big city. And she was blindfolded, and she had a sign that said free hugs, and random strangers were just coming up and hugging her. And I thought about how awesome it would be to stand out in a random spot and just give away free hugs. And then I thought about our new norm and how you would probably not really have too many people that come up to you with fear that you could be asymptomatic, or, you know, it really wouldn't even be safe for me to do that. But that doesn't mean that it's not really shitty. And I'm not encouraging anyone to do anything that would jeopardize them at all. I completely understand, and I do know that COVID is real because I have had someone that I know pass away from it. But it's hard for me to accept this is our new norm. Because the first couple months it was one thing. And now we're almost a half a year in and we still don't see an end in sight. It's very disheartening and it's very discouraging. And it makes me terrified to go outside. It makes me terrified to be around people. And at the same time, I've never craved human interaction as much as I have since I've been in quarantine. And I know that it's not safe, but I just want to be out and helping people. And I want to be able to hug someone who I know needs a hug because they haven't had any human contact in months. And I thought about how that affected my magic. And although majority of you listeners are not really involved in covens, from what I've gathered, you're more independent solitary witches. So it doesn't really affect us as much because most of us are loners, introverts. We're used to being alone by ourselves, practicing by ourselves. But it's a little deeper than that because we still do crave that network. And with everything that's going on, that means we're going to be really unable to do a lot of things that a lot of you guys would do otherwise, if this wasn't going on, like participating in pagan festivals or, you know, going to, I know I used to go to monthly, this was a couple of years ago, but I used to go to monthly gatherings, excuse me, monthly gatherings, more of a moon study, lunar cycle acknowledgement than actually doing rituals together, because many of them weren't even witches, they were just astrology buffs. But anyway, so I was trying to think, you know, how can I find an escape from this feeling, because it's a really shitty feeling. And anyone who has anxiety problems like me, you would know that the unknown is what really triggers a lot of people, me included. Not knowing what's going to happen or how this is going to end or if there's going to be a fix to it or a cure or a vaccine or, you know, how many people are going to die is really fucking scary. And not knowing if we can return to life as we know it is scary. So I started thinking and started jotting down some random shit as I normally do. And one thing that I kind of came to a solid conclusion about is this, and this was the purpose of me even rambling again, sorry. Whenever we practice our magic, as a general rule, you always have to focus. And you have to be very intentional. Everyone knows that you have to set solid intentions and keep those in mind from beginning to end for your magic or your spell to work. And whenever you have so much shit going on, so much stuff around you, so many sad people around you, if you're in a situation like me, I'm completely and utterly surrounded by death right now. It makes it really hard to set that intention. So that means we have to work a little harder with our spells. We have to work a little harder because you have to make sure that your intention is still solid. And one way that I found that I could do that was by completely cleansing and clearing my mind with meditation beforehand. And usually whenever I meditate, I get really kind of sleepy, drowsy. It's a little hard for me to See, just talking about it, I'm yawning. Sorry. It's sometimes really hard for me to stay awake after I meditate. I even fall asleep meditating half the time. So, I kind of gave myself a grace period. I like to plan out my spells, but not plan it so much that it's not authentic. But I do plan my spells around the lunar cycle. You know, what phase the moon is in. If I'm really doing something major, I'll pay attention to, you know, planets and all that good stuff. But whenever you're casting something and you have to do such a thorough cleansing and really clear yourself, I would highly suggest that you do that maybe the night before. If you know that the full moon is on a Tuesday, then Monday I would suggest, you know, the night before taking a really good look at what you're trying to do. Even use, you know, utilize your pen and paper, even if you don't have a book of shadows, to make sure that you can really focus on what it is and you don't get distracted with other feelings and you don't get distracted with that, just that funk that everybody has right now. I don't really know how else to explain it, but just about everyone I've talked to, whether they're a witch or not, whether they're a Christian, black, white, purple, yellow, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Whoever I have talked to, struck up a conversation with, from all walks of life, have said that they have like this burden, this unseen burden on their back, and a lot of people don't even know what the fuck it is, and I'm still trying to figure it out. The only thing I could just say is it's just 2020, and I think that's kind of where we're all at, is this year is just shit. It's been shit, and it's discouraging, and it's depressing, but we are all still here for a reason. We all have made it to see this year for a reason. We're living through this shit for a reason. And for all of you guys that have kids, my heart really goes out to you, because I commend you as it is, being a mom, whether it's a single mom or you're in a two-parent household. Like, being a mom is fucking tough. And to have to factor in everything and be protective of your children and still try to make things normal, I personally feel like whenever you kind of have to put that face on around other people, that strong face, that everything's okay, and especially if you're a mom, like, everything's okay, kids. But deep down inside, like, you got the shit in the back of your mind and you're like, no, like, what if we're not okay? What if, you know, what if? What if, what if? And by integrating this into your magic, there's a thin line. You could get distracted and you could have problems with setting intentions. You could have problems with grounding yourself. But what I did the last time that I cast a spell, and it seemed to work pretty well, was I took a cleansing bath prior the night before. I woke up the next morning, I took another cleansing shower. And by cleansing, I don't mean like I'm taking a shower with soap. Well, I still bathe, but I mean like you're really cleansing, like visualizing your troubles and worries going down the drain and soaking in your favorite herbs and really setting like a chill mood. And by doing this, I gave myself a piece of normalcy. And I made sure that my mind was in a good spot. And that whole moment that I have had has not really left since. And it's been a few weeks. And I really hope that everyone out there, I know, is dealing with different shit right now. But I really hope that we can use this time to kind of come together, learn together, discuss things, and maybe the human interaction, just because we can't touch people, really, outside of your household. You're not supposed to. Maybe this is what we all need. Maybe this is the sense of normalcy we need, that connection. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. I know this is super random, but I'm currently sitting at home by myself, and I had a minute to record, even though this is like totally unscripted and has become a rambling part two. But I just want to let you guys know that we got this shit. Somehow or another, we're going to pull through. And I'm here for all of you guys. If you need me, I am just a couple of clicks away. Shoot me an email. You can even leave voice messages on Anchor now. So if you want to record a voice message, I don't necessarily have to play it on the podcast unless you give me permission. And even if you don't want your name read, then, you know, we can do it anonymously. But please know that if anyone starts to begin to feel how I have been feeling today, getting sad, kind of wondering and getting that what-if mindset, let's do what we can and reach out to one another, be there for one another, get on the Facebook page if you're not already. That's a great way to network with other people who are like-minded. And in the meantime, I look forward to doing the study group with all of you guys. I really hope that this is the beginning of quite a few new up-and-coming and helpful things to people. But until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and shoot me an email if you need anything, witchesslounge@gmail.com. This has been Jade, and I will talk to you folks later. Holla!